And the United States Senate has voted to end U.S. support for the Saudi Arabian-led coalition's war in Yemen, bringing Congress one step closer to an unprecedented rebuke of Donald Trump's foreign policy. But a maneuver by Trump supporters in the House, who tacked on a measure condemning anti-Semitism, forced the bill to be reconsidered and delayed its final passage. Lawmakers have never before invoked a decades-old war powers resolution to stop a foreign conflict, but they are poised to do just that in the effort to cut off U.S. support for a war that has triggered a humanitarian catastrophe. Shireen El-Adin is an assistant professor of education at Michigan State University. She was born and raised in Yemen. She says the bill was aimed at logistical and intelligence support of Saudi Arabia by the United States.
So they just actually passed the resolution in the Senate last night with a vote of 54 to 46. And this would have been, this was a bill that was introduced in the House first, and it passed last month in the House, and it directs President Trump to end hostilities in Yemen. So we know that the U.S. is involved in the war in Yemen, and it's been increasingly supporting the Saudi-led coalition there, not only with weapons, which the bill doesn't address, but with intelligence and logistics and training and mid-air refueling and so on. So the House initially passed a bill that would prevent Trump from continuing this on, given that it's illegal, actually. The War Powers Act of 1973 prevents the president from being able to declare war. And then the Senate yesterday, last night, passed a similar bill.
I see. So the bill you were mentioning, the Senate bill that was passed, is the Senate version of the House bill. Is that it?
Yes. And it would have been now hopefully on its way to President Trump's office, but there were some maneuverings in the House, and we've seen this before with war powers regarding Yemen, that now prevent it from going forward. And this, what the version that the Senate passed is actually not the exact same, which means it has to go back and pass again in the House. And the reason for that is because GOP leaders at the last minute, after passing the bill in the House, included some language condemning anti-Semitism as an amendment to this bill. Now, because of germaneness laws, laws that say that these bills, if they're going to pass in one chamber from the next, they have to be, you know, pertaining, the amendments have to pertain to the issue itself. Since anti-Semitism has nothing to do with the war in Yemen, the Senate couldn't, in fact, pass the exact same bill as we had hoped, and instead passed a version of it, which now has to go back to the House and be passed again.
I see. And will they pass the – do you expect the House to pass the bill with the language condemning anti-Semitism?
So that already went through, which is why it couldn't go through in the Senate. But now we're hoping that the amendments, as the bill as it is, will just pass again in the House without the inclusion of any other amendments that would, not be in relation to the issue itself.
Well, let me clarify that for a second. So it was the Senate who included the anti-Semitism language, forcing the bill to be sent back to the House. I'm correct?
No, the House included the language, and then the Senate was forced to send it back.
I see. Now, why did the House include language on anti-Semitism at the last moment?
So this is, they tried to do it in a rebuke to the Democrats when the whole controversy around Representative Omar happened. But the fact that they included that, they could have tacked it on to any bill or to have a separate bill. The fact that they included it as an amendment to the War Powers Resolution in Yemen, I mean, it makes no sense other than to try to divert again from trying to prevent this war from ending.
What is happening in Yemen right now, and why is this such a pressing, important bill?
Well, the war has not let up. We don't have as many airstrikes that we hear about, at least in the capital city of Sana'a, but the Saudi-led coalition is still waging war in Yemen with extensive support from the United States. They are bombing civilians daily. They were just civilians that were bombed 2 days ago. 14 children were among those killed. And, of course, the thing that's killing Yemenis most of all is the blockade that the Saudis and the Emiratis have imposed on Yemen, so land, air, and sea blockade that prevents the entry of aid and food and medicine, or limits those entries. They've shut down Sana'a Airport and other busy airports in Yemen, and they control the airspace, so people are kind of trapped within and die because they can't access healthcare within the country or outside. And so the situation really is dire. The number of kids who continue to die of starvation has increased. Every 10 minutes, a child dies in Yemen. So the number, and this is, you know, child below the age of five. So the numbers really are horrific. And tens of thousands of Yemenis have already been killed in the violence. Hundreds of thousands have starved to death. And so this should be an urgent matter, and it should not be a partisan issue. The Senate bill was co-sponsored by Bernie Sanders, an independent, Chris Murphy, a Democrat, and Mike Lee of Utah, who's a Republican. So really, this should have been something that everybody has an interest in passing, given the incredible humanitarian toll. But we've seen such a reluctance to end the cooperation with Saudi Arabia because of how much money is involved in this situation.
So this War Powers Act is really not talking about weapons, but talking about other aspects of U.S. support for Saudi Arabia.
Exactly. Intelligence, logistics, training, refueling, things like that.
Anything you'd like to add?
It's really important to keep the momentum going. So if people could put pressure on their representatives to, again, we're not asking for intervention. This is a please don't intervene in Yemen any longer because of all the mess that we've created. So if people can call their representatives in the next week or so, that would be great.
And as Shireen Alladeen speaking about the war in Yemen, Trump's support for Saudi Arabia has been a point of tension with Congress since the killing of U.S.-based journalist Jamal Khashoggi last year. Lawmakers from both parties have criticized Trump for not condemning Saudi Arabia strongly enough for the killing. The vote puts Congress on a collision course with Trump, who has already threatened to veto the resolution, which the White House says raises serious constitutional concerns. And in yet another stunning rebuke to the president, a dozen defecting Republicans joined Senate Democrats on Thursday to block the national emergency that President Donald Trump declared he would so he could build his border wall with Mexico. The rejection capped a week of confrontation with the White House as both parties in Congress strained to exert their power in new ways. The 59-41 tally followed the Senate's vote a day earlier to end U.S. involvement in the war in Yemen.